Before we get into the gig on the 25th at Alexander's in Chester, tell us a little bit about how you became a T-Rex tribute and the journey to get there.
We all kind of, we've all known each other a long time, but I was doing a thing with Patrick, which is the percussionist conga player, the Mickey Finn character, and we were doing a little thing around some of the folk clubs. We were actually doing some Tyrannosaurus Rex songs in the folk, around the folk clubs, and this is pre T-Rex, when they were called Tyrannosaurus Rex, and we bumped into Jai, who is now the front man, the main man. He's the guy who plays the Mark Bolan character in the band. He was actually there as well, doing some Tyrannosaurus Rex covers as well, you know, with this, you know, folk thing. And we bumped into each other. We'd known each other a lot longer than that, but I didn't know that he was a T-Rex fan, and I don't think he knew that I was a T-Rex fan. So we were all pretty amazed with all this. But Jai had always had this idea, apparently, that he wanted to put together a proper T-Rex tribute band. And, of course, me and Pat said, yeah, we're up for that. That sounds great. And it just seemed like a natural progression, just like the original Tyrannosaurus Rex, from acoustic to electric. It was really weird. And the tattoo counts. Like a white swan, like a people of a built team. When you're long, baby, can't go wrong. Well, I mean, the music from T-Rex, for people who are old enough to remember now, I don't know how old you are, Mark, and I'm not going to pry into that, but I'm 40. So I was born in 1980, so I didn't live through that whole glam rock era. It was just before my time. But from what I've seen on the telly and what I've heard, and I've played myself on the radio, it's a great sound of music. It's not a miserable sound, is it? It's a flamboyant, happy sound, isn't it? Well, yeah, he had some big hits with it, even over in the States. So, yeah, it's great music. So that, I suppose at that time, but also, I think it still sort of like stands up pretty well today. You know, some of his hits, like Get It On, Telegram Sam, 20th Century Boy, especially. A lot of these songs have been used in adverts over and over again. Of TV adverts, and they've just got that draw, I think. Just great songs. They feel good. They always sound like they're having a party.
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to look forward to on the 25th of September. So what can we expect? I know we're going to expect all the big hits from T-Rex, but what you've got any surprises you're going to throw in as well?
Every one of our gigs is a surprise, and not just to the audience, but to us, because we like to keep it, I don't know how to explain it. We like to keep it really vibrant and live and not too over-rehearsed, if you know what I mean, because we always believe that the T-Rex, when you went to see them live, or what we've seen in the footage, that they were very raw on stage. So we're not going to sound amazingly like the record. We're just hoping to sound like T-Rex would have sounded live.
So it's a celebration to what they were live then, isn't it? You know, it's not an identical note for note, sound for sound from their records. Like you said, it's a celebration and a party of that era with T-Rex. Have you played Alexander's before, Mark?
Yeah, we've played quite a number of times now. Probably about, I don't know, I'm guessing maybe 15 times, something like that.
So you don't need me to tell you that it's an iconic venue. I want to class it as the Chester's version of the Cavern Club. It's known all across that part of Cheshire and the Welsh Borders as well. So I no doubt you're going to have a fantastic gig. This is where you get to play DJ now, Mark. So could you announce what we're about to play for you, please?
About to play Get It On, Bang and Gong.
Bang a gong, I love it.
Bang a gong.